Hi, this is your girl, Nisha Lamore, and today I want to do a quick pop-up, a pop-up podcast. Yes, I just wanted to talk about this one subject. I was talking about it with somebody, and it bothered me. Yes, it did. So I said, you know what? It's related to the relationship, so let me just go ahead and put it on my platform. Today's topic: are you living your truth? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you living your truth? Yes. What do Nisha Lamore mean by that? Well, you know what? It's a lot of dating going on, and people that are single getting ready to mingle, just interaction. You know how it goes. And a lot of talk about exactly what I discuss on my podcast, what I represent in my writing, what Nisha Lamore is all about when it connects to the mask. A lot of people are not living their truth. Basically what it says, it's kind of like self-explanatory. A lot of times people, let me just say it in my way. A lot of times people, they get with people or they meet people. And again, I think you've heard me speak about this time and time again on my platform. I've wrote about it in my books. You've heard me basically just talk about it in various podcasts. Basically, people do not always, because there's some that do, they do not live their truth coming into the relationship, which makes it very hard for somebody to gauge. And you know, if I don't really know who you are, how can I gauge how this is going to work out? How am I going to gauge how we're going to gel? Or, you know, are you telling the truth about what you like to eat, what you like to do as far as entertainment, the way you might want to be interacting with me sexually, on a sexual level? It's like people are wearing the mask. Yes, people are wearing the mask. And this is what Nisha Lamore always talks about. See, when I started writing, a lot of people did not understand who I was as a person, as an author. And they really was bewildered because they didn't know, like, who is Nisha Lamore and why do she have this mask? Well, now, I guess when things are coming out more and people are seeing things differently and times are changing, it fits right into where we are in life. And people are just dating people that, and you know, by all means, they have every right to not tell what they don't want to tell. And I understand that. And you know, I get that. But sometimes, again, you create stalkers, you create crazy people, and it's just the list goes on and on and on. And dating is very hard. It is a very hard task because when you are basically coming into a relationship, you're dating, you want to get to learn the person ways. You want to understand who they are as a person. You know, it's just a lot of things you want to know. And it's very difficult to learn a person that really doesn't exist. I'm going to say it again, ladies and gentlemen. When you're coming into a relationship or a situationship or whatever ship it is, you know, I mean, it's your prerogative. It's just interacting with your partner, somebody you like, you feeling them. How can you gauge when you really don't know if they're not living their truth? And I'm not even talking about living their truth 50%, you know, or 40%. A lot of people are not living their truth like 100%. How about that? Or 90%, or 80%, or 70%. That is a very high number. I can see you don't want to tell everything in the beginning, because who wants to tell everybody everything in the beginning when you don't know a person? So I do understand that. I get that. I really, really do. And I wouldn't want to tell somebody everything when I first meet them. But a lot of times, the relationship can carry on and on and on and on. And a person will not reveal their living truth of who they are. And this is why I use the mask as a symbol. It's a part of Neshama Moore to discuss how I write. I write about real life relationships because people really don't see their truth, or they're not revealing their truth. Because sometimes people just don't want to tell you, or they're not going to tell you who they really are. And it's a total different person of what you see. I can't say that, you know, it's a bad thing, because I understand sometimes you want to protect yourself. And I get that. You have to protect yourself. We're living in a time where you don't want to just give all too soon. So I can understand some of the times why people do that. But I can't understand, ladies and gentlemen, and this is just the truth of Neshama Moore speaking about the relationship. I can't understand that when you're comfortable and you're involved and you're, you know, it's been some time and you guys are interacting, you guys are together, why are you not living your truth? After you have come to a certain amount of comfort with the person that you're seeing, you're getting the norm, or you know them a little more, and you guys are, you're spending time together, you're doing things together. Why has, you know, a lot of the truth of who you really are, why is it not being revealed? Now, I'm not telling you to reveal it. That's your prerogative. I have to be honest with you. But it's just a question mark. Now, this is also my opinion. Don't you think that it would just flow easier and more better if you guys just be real with each other? Because at the end of the day, people are going to accept what they want to accept regardless of where you are in life. There's a lot of people, you'd be surprised, women that accept men that you would never think that would accept a certain type of man, and vice versa for the woman. So isn't it just easier to be real with one another and to just be like, okay, we've been together so a certain amount of time. Maybe I should just be honest and come correct about everything, or at least my opinion in a relationship, come correct at least about 80%, 70 to 80%. I think a person should come correct if you're dealing with a person in a relationship. It's always, you should save something for yourself till you know for sure, like no, like almost when you get married. And even then, you got to be, you know, you still got to protect yourself maybe 10, 15%. But yeah, because people change. I'm being honest with you, ladies and gentlemen. People change. So with that being said, why are people not living their truth? A lot of people in the relationship are not living their truth. And that is very dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm not afraid to say it. That is a very, 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 I was going to say various. I'm sorry about that. That is very dangerous to not live at least 50 to 75% of your truth. Now, what you do is your prerogative, but the relationship is more open. What I mean is, it's more freer. You have nothing to hide. You're trying to learn the person, to be honest with them, and they be honest with you, so you guys can have a develop a good strong bond. And you don't have to worry about he say, she say. Because a lot of times, a dog did bring a bone, will carry one. And a lot of times people see that you guys are close. They try to come to destroy. Now, this is not all the people, but a lot of people will come and try to destroy the relationship because they see you guys close. Now, with that being said, if you are basically living your truth, you don't have to worry about that, right? If you're living your truth, you don't have to worry about that. Because if you're living your truth, basically, you've told them. They know. They know everything. So I don't understand. I really don't understand. I'm not going to try to, figure it out. But it's very popular that people don't live their truth when they're coming into the relationship. Some people are not living their truth and they're actually in a relationship. You know, and I'm going to tell you something. I was there. I did that too. I didn't live my truth either. A while back, I was basically involved and I didn't want to reveal some things. And the truth came out. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? The person left. So this is another testimony up under the belt, you know, that I'm basically telling you guys. It's really difficult to deal with somebody when you don't know them and you don't really know who you're with. It's almost like sleeping with a stranger or dealing with a stranger because you really don't know who you're with. You don't really know this person. If they haven't revealed a certain percentage to feel like, you know, if they haven't been, haven't came correct to express themselves or tell some things that they need to tell, and it's not about just an opinion, some things that's probably happened, who they really are, what they really like, what has happened, it doesn't matter if it's about their mother, about their father, their childhood, whatever the case may be, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not one to judge. I'm just saying, if you feel close with the person, don't you feel some type of way when you're lying or you're being, you know, misleading or you're not being honest? Because a lot of times everybody is not going to accept it. But then again, you might have somebody, if you come clean, that will accept it afterwards. I know mine didn't. When he found out what I was supposed to tell him up front, he pretended like he was not going to leave, but eventually he left. He left. He did not deal with it. And I don't blame him, ladies and gentlemen, because at the end of the day, you have to be honest with yourself. You have to come into the relationship and know who you're with. Does this seem like a person that would tolerate a lie or tolerate me, you know, withholding information, valuable information that could be harmful to the relationship? You know, you got to ask yourself. You got to be honest with yourself, you know, and a lot of times, ladies and gentlemen, people are so determined to find love when they should be loving on themselves and love will gravitate to them. I'm going to say it again, ladies and gentlemen. In the times when people are so determined to find love that they forgot how to love themselves, not realizing if they love themselves, a lot of times love will find you. Yes. Say it one more time. A lot of times, in the times we're in, people are so determined to be in love, to love or whatever, have a man, have a husband, etc., have a wife, they don't realize if they just focus on themselves and love themselves, trust, love will eventually gravitate to them easy and smoothly. So, with that being said, we just have to be mindful that we're in some difficult times when it comes to out here in a relationship, and we should honestly be truthful to ourselves. But if you're not living your truth, it will cause problems in the end. Might not right away, but eventually it will catch up with you. So, I mean, it's always best to just be honest with, because a lot of times where we are now in life, people, you'll be surprised. People will just say, you know what? It's okay. I got something going on with myself too. And you'll just conversate and it'll make your relationship go smoother. And you guys might even develop a strong bond over it. So it's not always cool to hide who you really are or not live your truth. It's best sometimes to just be honest and be 100. And even if you're not 100, I'd hate to say that, but I'm going to be 100 with you. You don't have to be totally like tell everything in the beginning. I understand that. But at least, come on now. If you're close with the person and you're feeling them and you guys gelling or whatever, at least come on with 50 to 60%. You know, at least they can figure out whatever on their own. But you know, don't come in giving a person 10%. A person don't even know who you are. Who are you? You know, And not only did I do it, I had somebody who did it to me. And it was just unbelievable. It was like I was dating Knight Rider. You know, I didn't know who this person was. You know, every day it was a different person. And he did not, he always pretended that he was on the same accord as me. Or no, this is, you know, he did it because of this reason. Because he would always slip into another character. Yes, I said it, ladies and gentlemen. He slips into character of what he did not reveal to me. So when he was around me sometimes, it was almost like I was dating stepfather, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just laughing. That's why I laugh. That's how you can feel the truth in my stories, ladies and gentlemen. Because when I tell you the truth, if you notice, it's so funny that I start laughing because I'm going down memory lane. You understand? Anybody who have intuition can tell when a person is just making up these fabulous. These are all real life stories from the Shayla Moore of her life. Now, back to what I was saying. He would, he didn't realize that he was going into a different character. So, you know, we were dating and we was a little close. We wasn't real close, but I was really crazy about him because I was a young woman at the time and I really, really liked his looks and he was just everything that I wanted in a man, but that wasn't the real man, ladies and gentlemen. It was all a facade, you know. He was not living his truth. Yes. First of all, I'm just going to put it out there. He was bisexual. Okay. He was very attractive, very attractive. And he didn't reveal that to me. Now, would I have still dated him if I found out? Probably. Cause I had already was fond of him. I was attracted to him. So at the time we were dating, he was back into the women. So the reason I started laughing because when he would come over sometimes or we together, he would go into another mode and I'm looking at him and I would ask him a question about things and he would just be like, no, you know, that's all, like, in so many words, it's all in your mind. I'm the same person, you know, Niche, like, you know, what are you doing? What are you talking about? And I knew I wasn't crazy. You know what I'm saying? But of course he was not living his truth. He was not living his truth, ladies and gentlemen. And it's nothing wrong. Let me just put it out there as a disclaimer. Because people try to take words and twist them and run with them. We live in a society and in a world of people that are just miserable. And they try to destroy other people for no reason. So let me clear it up as a disclaimer, ladies and gentlemen. I had no problem with him being bisexual. There was no problem with him being bisexual because at the time he was into me. Now, we said it. Now, if he was into a man while he was with me, that would be a problem. But while he was with me, it was no problem. We dated. We had fun together. We did everything together. And I was a very young woman. And I was a little on the not so much wild, wild side, but I was very outgoing. So me and him had that in common. You know, he was outgoing. I was outgoing. So we were very compatible. But just because we were compatible and we did things together did not give him the right to not live his truth. He should have told me things that I should have known in the door. In the door, ladies and gentlemen, things that I deserve to know. But I was so busy, caught up on his looks and trying to find love. I didn't love myself, to be honest with myself, and know that it's some things going on with this person and I needed to know. And he was not telling me because he wasn't living his truth. He was not being honest with himself. He was not trying to tell me. He wasn't going to tell me. How about that? Not only he just wasn't going to tell me. And that wasn't the only thing, ladies and gentlemen. It was several things that I found out. You know, another thing. I found out that he was supposed to live at one place, location. He was living somewhere else. I'm just showing you, ladies and gentlemen, how people are not living their truth. And it's nothing wrong with it if you're honest. You know, tell them the basics, the majority in the door. But don't trick somebody to be with you or don't lie or mislead. That is very, very dangerous. You know, because if a woman pulled that same game, trust me, it will be a problem. A lot of times when women do it, it goes real bad. It goes real bad. It goes real bad. So, you know, you just have to be very careful, ladies and gentlemen. You have to be very careful. And it's not to say that the people are going to stop doing it. They can do whatever they want to do. But if you're not busy, so busy falling for, you know, the banana in the tailpipe and worried about love instead of loving yourself, you don't need nobody to tell you, because you're going to pick up already. And you're going to make a decision to know or decide if you're going to continue on, you're going to move forward. You know, and I just did not want to see the signs. I was young and I was looking at all the wrong things, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I did. I said it. Nichelle Moore was looking at all the wrong things. You know, I was looking at how attractive he was, you know, how he used to do this, how suave he was. He was a smooth talker. He had that charm. And I was just fascinated over that charm. And he, you know, like I said, he had me for a minute. And I believed everything he said. And I knew in the back of my mind, my intuition always told me, Nichelle, something is not right here. Something is not right. But I continue to like sweep those red flags. You know, those red flags I always tell you guys about, ladies and gentlemen. I swept the red flags up under the table and I kept it moving. You can't do that. You can't do that. You got to be honest with yourself when a person is not honest with you. If you know a person is not living their truth, live your truth. That's what you do. You live your truth when a person is not living their truth, and know who you are as a person, and don't get, you know, caught up into that, because you'll get caught up into it and you'll stop believing what they're believing. And I'm not going to do that. That's a thing of the past. What I see and what I know and what my intuition leads me to believe, I'm going to believe that, because your intuition protects you. So I'm not going to believe what you're basically saying to me, but my intuition is telling me something else, and you're showing me something different because you don't want to be honest and live your truth. And all that he did, I would have still been with him. And later on, ladies and gentlemen, he went down the line. He went and he stopped dealing with women. Now, is that bad? No, it's not bad. You know, no, it's not bad at all. But what was bad is he didn't tell me. That's the only thing. Other than that, he can live his life the way he wants to. He has right. He has every right to live his life the way he wants to. Just like if a woman, you know, she wants to live her life a certain way, she has every right. She has every right. Everybody have a right to make a decision to do what is best for them in the, you know, in their best interest. But when you include other people, you have to be honest, you know, because he didn't take my feelings into consideration of how I felt about it, you know. And like I said, he just had a double life. He had multiple lives, you know. So you have to be careful with that. You got to do your homework. You got to understand that sometimes the person that's not, you know, living their truth, they're not going to be honest with you and tell you. You might have to go do your homework and investigate and listen to your heart, listen to your mind, listen to your eyes, listen to your ears, and basically come up with your own conclusion so you don't have these issues and you don't be broken in the end. Because a lot of times the person that don't live their truth, they're fine. They'll go from this person, hey, you're the one with the problem. And they are mostly narcissistic individuals. But I don't want to get on a narcissistic, because that is a very, you already know, I've did 3 parts of the narcissistic. That is a very long topic. If you want to ever, you know, hear about the narcissistic, you can always go back to my old podcast, because they're available on many platforms, Spotify, Apple, et cetera, et cetera. But the bottom line is, most of them who are not living their, you know, their real truths, living in their real truths of who they really are. Yes, I said it. Most of them that who are not living their real truths and basically pretending a lot, they're narcissistic. I could bet 8 times out of 10, and that's a high percentage, 8 out of 10, they are narcissistic. Now, is there something wrong with being narcissistic? Yes, it is. You know, although, you know, a lot of times people say that there's nothing wrong with them because they're never going to admit that they're narcissistic. But narcissism is very, very dangerous as well. So with that being said, I just wanted to touch bases with that because I really, you know, I just felt like, wow, you know, a lot of people out here, you know, I know they see the truth, and sometimes they just don't want to admit that they see the truth because their partner is living a lie. And it's not necessarily, well, it is a lie. Let me stop sugarcoating. It is a lie. When you're not living your truth, you're living a lie. You see how I was just about to, like, patch over it? So, I mean, what you do is your choice, but I have to call a spade because I even experienced the same thing. I was the person basically not living my truth, and I was with someone who did not live their truth. Say it again. So for the, you know, the people in the back, just in case you didn't hear, Nichelle Lamore was the person that did not live her truth years ago. And also I think more than once dealt with somebody or some people that did not live their truth. Very dangerous. Not dangerous as far as physically, dangerous as mentally. You know, he broke my heart because I really wanted to see something with us as far as growing as a couple. All the things that I probably even imagined or thought that probably could have happened didn't happen because it was a fallacy. He was not living his truth. And the same when the tables was turned and I was doing it. So, you know, it's just the nature of the beast. You get what you put out. Maybe that was my karma, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just take it there. Maybe that was Nichelle Lamore karma for when she was young and vigorous and outgoing. Maybe she was getting back what she had did to somebody else. You know, I'm just keeping it 100. If we're going to keep it 100, I even keep it 100 with myself. Maybe I was just getting my karma, you know. But you have to be honest with yourself when you're coming into the relationship. Sometimes people are not able to deal with that type of switch up. Because it is a switch up. When they find out that you're somebody else, you come in the door this way and you're not living that way, but you really this way behind closed doors. That's not cool. That is not cool. And a lot of times, it just takes the wrong person to do that to. And things will change, meaning something negative or bad will happen. And I don't wish no bad on nobody, ladies and gentlemen. But it's just be honest as much as you can coming in. Even if you, you know, even if you say something like, I'm going to tell you later or down the line when I feel that we're more closer, then I'll express myself more to you and I'll tell you some things that you need to know. That is a good way of starting out. That's a very, very good foot because you're preparing them for some things to, like, if you see some changes or some things that's gonna happen, at least I'm embracing you for, you know, so you will understand that I didn't tell you at first, but I'm gonna tell you in the end. I'm gonna tell you, you know, in a little while as we get closer, if we make it. You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong with that, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. I just think that I've learned my lesson. I hope you heard it. And I even gave you another testimony, ladies and gentlemen. And I plan to, as much as possible, be 100 about everything. It's really not much that my spouse don't know about Nichelle Lamore. I mean, it really isn't. He knows so much about me that he probably could tell you backwards and forwards because he knows. And he, and you know, when a person is around you, he picks up all the rest. He picks up a lot of stuff what I don't even have to tell him. So with that being said, I'm going to close the podcast. I always say I don't want to do a long podcast, but I wind up doing a long podcast. Thank you, guys. I always tell you guys, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because without you, there's no Nichelle Lamore. Thank you for like, share, follows.
continue to follow Nishay Lamour. Nishay Lamour is trying to do some great things. I'm going to continue to bring the content continuously about the relationship, real life from a woman's perspective. We got a lot of men doing it, but Nishay Lamour is bringing it from a woman's perspective. And she's also adding her testimonies. I thank you guys. I hope you've enjoyed this session, this podcast session. Until the next time I do my podcast session, I just want to say, no offense, I just try to bring the truth. And I try to always use myself as an example so you guys understand that I have been through it. With that being said, I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. A wonderful day. Time is really flying. It's going to be August before you know it. August is a very special month for Nishay Lamour. But I just hope you guys are having a wonderful time and have a wonderful day. Nishay Lamour is out.